Trash to Cash podcast, episode 69 for real this time. I'm Dave the NC Picker. With me as always is Kevin the Commonwealth Picker and Carrie the American Arbitrager.
Yes, yes. Bonafide arbitrage. Shout out the Bonafide Hustler, one of the real OGs. Before Kevin, BC or BK.
Before Lounge. Commonwealth.
Who's a bigger OG though, him or Rockstar Flipper?
No, he's before Rockstar. He's before Rockstar. Rockstar wishes he was bona fide.
I mean, what's better though, to be bona fide or a Rockstar?
I don't know. Like I feel that was early. That was early YouTube reseller. You had to have a very aggressive thing saying that you were legitimate back then. Bona fide, you know, Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Yeah, like.
See, I could have back then. I would have come on the scene as mediocre picker, and exactly. I think it would have been fine. Yeah,
not bona fide.
I would have been astronomical arbitrage. It would have still been alliteration.
But. Made a horrible life choice today, and it was kind of just to like prove Carrie wrong,
of course,
in a big way.
Of course,
I bought a bunch of Beanie Babies.
Oh, dude, what is wrong with you,
dude? You know this I'm going to show you my profit in a month, and then you ask me that.
Okay, yeah, something tells me we're never going to hear of this again.
Dave, you're down there. You should have gone and got some Tom Brady retirement sand.
Yeah,
the
sand. You
can't be that far away.
Really?
Have you heard about that? They are selling the sand where he made the announcement.
Which time?
Just the second time. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
No, here's what I think is happening. This happens in the sports card area of eBay a lot. When people see that, they intentionally and maliciously, kind of like an Inaman auction, they bid it up with no intention of ever paying, which is what I think's happening.
Did you see I put a reel out about it? Just before this show was recorded.
Has Rockstar done it yet? Did Rockstar do it? Because it's not news until Rockstar does it.
I didn't see anybody else do it. My wife
probably has done it. I'll go look right
now. I'm sure he's done it, yeah. I don't know. I didn't see that they were selling. That's
my Splash Mountain water reel did pretty good.
Did you sell any?
Or something. So I did. No, I didn't sell any. I put the post out there. But then I'm like, my wife showed me the sand thing. I'm like, somebody's got to put this reel out. It's been doing good. I don't know.
Rockstar hasn't done it. He's missing an opportunity.
Dude, how can they prove you wrong if you say you have Splash Mountain water? Like, it can be any water. And just say Splash Mountain water and sell it for $100. Like, I don't really understand.
You know what was funny is this could have been a meme where somebody falsified this, but there was some of those sands, you know, bottles of sand they were selling that had the authenticity guaranteed checkmark.
Oh, okay.
Like how the heck are they going
to
guarantee
send it
that?
In to get graded?
To eBay try to find like hair follicles from Tom Brady or something?
Yeah, I did the Dr. Seuss when Dr. Seuss books, you know, that one where they all banned and they go out and get them real quick and sell them on Mercari. I did that video. I put it on YouTube. I don't know. I put it on TikTok, and literally right before I went to hit, I don't know, publish whatever it is.
Yeah.
I saw Rockstar Cubics. Flipper put one out right before me. I'm like, doggone it, man. Jeez.
You're like,
but it still performed. It's still. I'm getting paid for these shorts now, and that one is on my list. That one's doing well.
You guys are doing
something that old is still performing?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I have that. You look at that. Carrie can tell.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm going to.
Hey. I feel like there's
the
a little.
Ever.
I know. No, he's also heard that quite a bit, to be honest. But it took you a second. But I feel like there is a battle between him and Rockstar. There's a battle because he's kind of like the Conway Twitty of like reseller news. And Rockstar is kind of like the Vince Neil, like, but now. Not back when he was cool, but like the Vince Neil now of news as well. I mean that with love because Vince Neil's awesome. I like Vince Neil a lot. I've seen Motley Crue. I love him.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What were we talking about? What
know, were you but saying? This Kevin? Episode.
He's having trouble performing again.
The last 69 episode, I thought we'd do away with all of that.
Yeah. This is the 69th episode, though.
Yeah. It's a little bit.
The real one.
PG-12 here.
It's just a number.
I've been gone. Obviously, I'm not where I typically am here.
You're
so.
Near Harold Tornado in South Carolina.
Well, I'm in Charleston right now. I'll be back by the time this airs, but
yeah,
I haven't gone to any thrift stores yet or done any collaborations, so I got to get on the ball the next day or so I can write this trip off.
Yeah. So you're like at an Airbnb or a hotel?
Airbnb. Yeah.
And at the Airbnb, you're watching your own content on the TV behind
no,
you.
No, I'll tell you.
Vanity, oh vanity.
I thought you would like that. Actually,
so true.
I put up for two reasons. One is because I turned on the TV and YouTube was up already, how those TVs are these days.
Okay.
And I didn't like the content that was on there. It looked a little
aggressive,
rough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm like, you know what? I just put out a new type of video. And I put out my top 10 video, and I needed to pump it because it was a 9. And I'm like, nine, we got to get this thing up. So top 10.
9 is German for no.
So did you type Commonwealth Flipper into that search?
I did. And
is that one of my videos down there? Is that what that is? That one with the red font there?
I think it is.
The second row down?
I hate
sellers. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
I charted.
This is a good way to see organically how your stuff reaches people.
So that's exactly what I did. So I typed in Commonwealth. I had to get to the N, common, before Picker showed up. And then I had to get to the W before Picker and Flipper showed up. So that's pretty good, because there's,
Common
I'm pretty
W.
Happy with
common
that.
W and
common
you get
W
you.
And I get me. On and a totally type, random,
What you doing?
And apparently,
with your arm there,
Commonwealth Picker
having a little good time. Oh,
Dave!
It looked like something else.
No, I'm itching my elbow.
So, Dave, we share a pretty, an audience. Carrie, I haven't checked, but Carrie, you might be creeping up into my viewers. Also, watch. You haven't.
I think I am. Yeah, I think I am. Honestly, I'm probably there. We're just
Well, and Carrie, it's gonna be harder for you. Like, if you're an American. You're not going to get American arbitrage.
No,
American
I usually have
A, probably. Right?
No, because then there's airlines. I'm American Arby.
Arby.
It's typically Arby, and then Trod.
But then
come
you
up.
End up in like a curly fry side tangent, and you're like, never mind, Carrie. I'm going to get some Arby's.
Curly fry sound. I actually had real milk for the first time in a month. I've been drinking cashew milk and oatmeal milk. Well, not cashew milk. Oat milk.
No, have you ever milked an oatmeal, guys? It's amazing.
No, but I had regular milk, and it was amazing. I almost died. It was like, luxurious.
Well, okay, so let's talk about the diet. I guess we're going there. How's the diet going?
I was just going to say, we have some important news, important announcements. We have a sponsor for this episode, but I got to clear up the diet thing, too, so go ahead.
You go first. You got something to clear up. Did you mess up?
Well, no, I don't have
You're looking huge.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I bet.
Swole.
It's like you said, Dave, it's tough when you're on the road.
Absolutely.
It's even tougher when you're on the road with your kids. You are on the road by yourself because, they want to eat. We went to some cookie store today. And
Was it Crumble?
It was it Burge? Those little tiny itty bitty cookies. You ever seen those?
No.
And they're like, there's free samples and stuff. And I had one, the cookies, and I got home and my wife's like, there's a key lime cookie. They're like quarter size. I'm like, oh my gosh. But there's no scale in this Airbnb, and I got to weigh in tomorrow. So Heather's like, I'll pick you up and just tell them. Like, okay.
Interesting. Well,
so
when
I don't
are
know
you
what
leaving?
I'm going to do. I'll be back on Monday.
On Monday. Well, just send us your weight on Monday. It's fine.
Well, just put me down for the sake of you not having to wait for
plus
people.
10
put
pounds.
Me down. Nah, yes. Put me down right at what I was.
Even.
And I'll send it to you.
Okay, that's what I've been doing. If people don't send their scale pick, is
that's
I put them in as even.
That's good.
It works out good tomorrow for weighing because I'm going to the Pro Bowl tomorrow after I weigh in. So I think I'm going to let myself actually have some stadium food. But I'll probably get like grilled chicken and like a hot dog or two or three.
Well, I told you Sunday is
one.
Kind of my cheat day, sort of, right? Like,
yeah.
So let's fill in the audience. We're all in a weight loss challenge. Last month one, I don't think she'll mind if I say it, Dawn, Lady Arbitrage,
won.
Mm-hmm. Technically, she got second place, but she won because
I technically
won, but I was awarding the prize, so I can't win the prize for myself. So Dawn, in very close number two, got the prize. And so congrats to Dawn. We'll let you know who wins February. We've decided Kevin will be paying out the prize for February because he forced me to pay out. Well, we're going to get Josh to pay out April.
Pay. I'll pay in bubble bucks.
Or March. Josh can pay bucks. With March.
Yeah, Josh promised, in April, I think we could become like a lord or a lady.
Lady.
And he would mention us on his channel, which is a little vain of him. I don't know.
It's like,
I don't know what you mentioned.
I've heard the Harry Tornado bump is not what it's made out to be.
Dude, this week has been like really weird because I'm a daily weigh-inner. Okay, and it's been a weird week where I'm like up, down.
I'm
up,
not
down.
Doing that. I did that this morning, and it was depressing.
Horrible, yeah. So I don't know, but you know, you can have. My cousin is a fireman. He was telling me like if you're actually fighting a fire, you can burn through a gallon of water in a half hour from your body. And he said it's 8 pounds of fluid that you can burn through in a half hour of firefighting, meaning that your weight could fluctuate 8 pounds up or down
so
just from
what
water.
What you're saying to me is on Sunday morning early, I need to go find a fire.
That's exactly. We need to just
pee a lot. Sleep in a garbage bag. Sleep in a garbage bag so you're all sweaty.
Wrestling.
I eat beans the day before. That is my my natural laxative.
Okay. I wonder, you know, because I've had a lot, and I've had people. I know Carrie did ask, could we be in the group? And then Dave's like, oh, you know, I gotta be putting all these people in. Dave's being a Scrooge, you know.
Yeah, he is.
But I've had two people since ask me, just resellers. You're like, I don't have a YouTube channel, but can I get in the group? And I've been like, listen, I would love Dave's to. Maybe next time we do it, but Dave doesn't want to deal with it.
Bro, I already got my pivot table set up. Every time you add someone, I got to make a new pivot table. It's a lot of work, and then I got to do a VLOOKUP.
Exactly
it's like a whole thing.
I told him. I was like, and like, I don't want to be mean. You know, I don't want to sound like, oh.
Tell him next time we get fat, we'll do it again.
That's what I told him.
We should do that. Next year should be
fat by next January.
Next year should be about gaining it back.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, see how
I
much
do.
We
seriously,
gain.
Though, I think there's something good because a lot of people, like I say, resellers, they're in their basements. They got. I think we
it's
should
hard,
do something
dude,
like that.
Reseller,
yeah,
it is.
Well, for okay, sure. but there is a little bit of a group doing the same thing on our Discord. So
you know what? I just saw
the
Patreon here. Side Hustle Preacher asked a question about it. Just popped across. I don't know if you saw it, and
I didn't see it.
It said something about Carrie and Kevin. And
let me look.
So but Dave, you're gonna charge people to get in a weight loss challenge group and charge them to get a discount? Is that what you're doing now?
Yeah.
David.
Okay, let's
David.
Talk about our new
David.
Sponsor.
David.
Our old sponsor.
Actually, wait a minute. Before you do, Kevin, can I say this? Because I actually did a little research. This is technically the very last. I thought it was last episode. This is American Bubble Boy's last episode.
Thank you,
I looked
ABB.
At the first one they
Thank
came
you.
In.
We love
but
you.
But seriously, in all
the
seriousness,
finest
y'all,
bubble bubble wrap
if
all
you
the
like
way.
This
until
podcast
until next week
yeah we have a big announcement but if you like this podcast I would not have come on it without American Bubble Boy sponsorship.
That's true.
I wouldn't
have.
I
would
don't,
have
I told
not,
him that.
He would not have begged us to come on this podcast if it weren't for the obvious money opportunities that we offered him.
Is it like if you don't like the Kevin edition then you should hate American Bubble Boy is what he's saying.
We should How
we
many
have
people
a small,
down below hate that I'm on this show? The numbers
we do.
High enough, I will leave.
One.
Will
leave. We have a couple people who have done, and I encourage everybody to do this. Go back to episode one, and I went back and checked the comments like last week, and there was this one dude the last week or two that's been commenting on every single
every
one of
single
them.
Video.
And
you
it's just like, yeah, I can't. But he says, I can't wait till Kevin gets on the show, and then he just makes fun of me and Dave.
Really?
Well, not he doesn't make fun of us, but I feel like he's a Kevin fan, not an us fan.
Well,
there was
I'll tell
a
you.
Podcast I listened to that eventually became three people. It was two people for the first 97 episodes, and I went back and I listened to all 97. And the whole time I was like, "When is the third guy going to show up?" And finally, like episode 98, he shows up. I'm like, "Ah, it's complete."
There's something better.
Was that the Saved
really
by the Bell
that
podcast?
It's the Carrie American Underpants podcast.
Ooh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. This podcast has been fun, so thank y'all for letting me join it. Thank you,
thank
Joel,
you
for sponsoring
it.
It for a year.
Yes, thank
y'all
you,
y'all go
Joel.
Down and use that link before we make it disappear next week, because we're going to announce a new sponsor. And we have a sponsor for this
we
episode
have a temporary
alone.
Sponsor.
So American Bubble Boy, and our temporary sponsor for this episode alone is My Reseller Genie.
My
so thank
Reseller
you,
Genie.
Which Faith rhymes with My Reseller
I have no idea.
I get it.
No,
I get it.
I get it.
I get it.
Oh my
I get
gosh.
It.
Do you think that they really
Feeney, Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World? What were you thinking? My reseller Feeney.
I thought we were going to do, we agreed we were going to do a good sponsorship right here. Listen, are you going to put your links below?
If you're going to pay for a sponsorship on Trash to Cash, you better expect to have some sort of awkward comment.
And I will say, I'm going to give you a hint for who next week's sponsor is. It rhymes, with Carby's. It rhymes with Carby's.
Yes, indeed. No, okay, my reseller Genie, let me just, I'm not the kind of guy who would read copy or anything, but just from my heart, I like how they recently updated their P&L reports. So now you can drill down into all the numbers that comprise the totals on your reports. You can also compare time periods to see how you are growing.
What?
That's cool. That's
are you talking about math, Dave?
Math and science are involved in My Reseller Genie. Are you sick of doing the math and science?
Yeah.
Hire My Reseller Genie for a very low, reasonable, and competitive
price. Do you remember,
Carrie? $9.99 to $19.99 a month. My link down below.
Whew. You try. Or I have a link as well, guys. I'm making $3 a month right now, an affiliate. I'm the worst of the three, so I would appreciate support. But in all honesty, seriously, all right. I love Faith and Paul. I've started using My Reseller Genie. Yeah. There's two people who run it. And I started using it and I'm doing my taxes, like the inventory and tracking on mine and also Dawn's side of the business. And it's honestly making it a lot easier.
So they have,
seriously.
So you'll be paying taxes here finally?
Yeah, it's going to be.
That reminds me of Dave.
It makes it easier. It's usually a mess.
Dave, I watched your episode. It's been a long time now where you talked about, am I making money on this or something? This is way back in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't deduct this. I don't do it. And you're like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But this is the kind of thing, in all seriousness. And y'all all gave him a better plug than I thought, so I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, I didn't even mention the biggest thing in the bullet points that I don't have and I'm not looking at. No free trial.
None.
But you can cancel anytime, and you get a 7-day money
back. It's
bad.
Honestly super, super.
Can I piggyback on this
and just
make two real points? And then I'm actually going to be gracious and tell anybody who needs this, go down and click on either Carrie or Dave's link. I'll let them take it for this time alone.
Thank you, Kevin.
After that,
I will
come back.
Make sure that we put your link, but I will replace it with my link.
But you have failed. You haven't told them their code, because if they use your code, they get 15% off.
What's my code? I don't know what my code is. Oh, it's probably NC Picker. I don't know.
How about when you put it down there next to your link, and then it'll get the 15%.
I'm going to figure it out real quick. It's on my link tree.
Mine's code Commonwealth, all caps, but don't use it.
Wait, do they get a discount? Is that what you said?
See, all
you
have to go.
Look how Kevin's subtly trying to actually get you to use his. I love it.
You go to myresellergenie.com and use any of these codes. You don't even have to go through the link. See, you don't even know. But while you're looking at that and trying to figure out what your code is, let me say that.
Mine's American Arbitrage, all capital.
Mine's NC Picker, all capital.
You can go back. And you can enter stuff that's already happened. So if you haven't done it, it's already February. It's easy to update it. All eBay stuff is automatically integrated. Your PayPal, if you want to integrate that, and your bank account. If you have a separate bank account,
seriously,
it's all
To connect it to eBay, it was so freaking easy, honestly. And then everything was up there. We just put in all our expenses, and we're good to go.
And the P&L, the profit and loss, is literally, if you have them all connected and automated correctly. Now, if you have another platform that you're using, then you need to it's not automated yet if you're doing like Mercari.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hadn't put that in there, but
I don't know any of the words that Kevin just used. But I,
from all this,
I don't know what's happening. But don't forget to use my code.
Right,
American R bit rage. That's how you spell it. R bit rage.
Can I read a comment? Cats. Someone said, I love your videos. Honest question. How do you avoid getting INADs and getting suspended when you cancel so many
Dave
orders?
Likes that word.
I think you have
tell.
To.
What does INADs mean?
I think you need.
I
think you have to have
described.
Clean sheets or something.
Are you checking customer ask to cancel after you contact them, which I didn't think you were supposed to do? I imagine you would have gotten suspended by now. Not meaning this in any way, but just curious as another reseller.
I'm confused. Say that. I'm totally confused. How are you getting so many?
How do you avoid getting suspended when you cancel so many orders? Is basically the question.
That's a good question.
They don't suspend you.
Yeah.
If you do enough of them, they would.
They just change your rate. I've never heard of anybody getting suspended for that. Well, the answer
is simple, and I'm curious on your answer. We might have talked about this in the past, but I message the person and say, hey, I can't find this item. Did you want me to cancel the order? They write back and say, yes, go ahead, and then I cancel it. Now, if they don't respond, I cancel it and take the strike. I know some people don't, but I feel better about doing it that way.
I know, that's tough.
And so I take the strike if they don't respond, and it's about to be late. So that's
here's what I tell people, because it is tough, because you know you do lose stuff from time to time. You know, you do break stuff from time to time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have no trouble, like, if there's something that I didn't see and I don't want to send it out, and, you know, maybe there's a chip on something, you're like, you know, hey, I just am not feeling very comfortable. Do you want me to send this out or should I cancel it? Mm-hmm. And then they'll say, hey, cancel it, right? But when it comes down to the rubber meeting the road, you don't want to lose top rated. You don't want to whatever. And so if you're on that limit, you've canceled enough, I would do anything you could possibly do to reach out to that buyer and make sure that you don't have to cancel it, even if it means, hey, I'm going to send you this code. I'm going to give you a sticker and this code, and you can come back and get 50% off any item in my store. And you take the shipping label and you ship them that, the sticker and the code, and it shows that you shipped it, and then you give them a full refund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you won't get that.
Wow, look at that.
So I think that's a decent way to do it if you're on that verge of.
Are you guys watching the Rebel Reseller yet? I mean, all the viewers, guys. Go check out the Rebel Reseller. Comment her. Tell her Trash to Cash sent you. She's a great YouTuber. Really nice lady, too. We met her at the Trash to Cash meetup. Kevin, have you ever watched her stuff? She's a big plush seller.
You apparently don't watch my stuff.
I don't.
Because
I told you I don't. I don't have time, Kevin.
She was on one of my videos.
Oh, really? Well, I've never been invited to one of your videos.
Well, this is funny because she was on one of my 127 videos that has aired, unlike either of you.
What? Oh, like we weren't on them? You've never aired our 127 videos?
I've never aired the point.
What?
I will, but I haven't. I've
Commonwealth
got
classics
yet.
That were never released. The unreleased footage.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I will. My plan is probably right as yard sales heat up in the next month or two. That's when I'm going to release the 127. And the reason, well, there's a bunch of reasons, but one of them is you guys put all that content out and it was right there and everybody saw it. And so I'm going to try to mix it and put that out a little later.
Yeah, that's what I like to do now is I mix it in. So I'll have, like, you know, me and my mom out, and then the next sale will be me and you guys, and it's me and my mom, and then it's me and my kids, and it's, you know, so it's like, it's not all stuff they've already seen.
I immediately release it, and I use both of your names prominently. That is my strategy.
And that is why me and Kevin have to work around
it. I accidentally came across her at a sale. I was with Dante, Prison of Profit, at that sale. I was meeting up on purpose with him at that one sale, hoping we'd find some stuff, and they both outpicked me at that sale, whatever. Oh, shut up. Yeah. And she was there pulling plush out because she kills plush, Dave.
She
I don't know if you know that.
Plush,
she kills
dude.
Plush. And so, like, a plushtopia almost. I mean,
hey,
crazy.
Come on. This is plush off thumbnail soon. You're spoiling it. Dang it. I don't have to bleep you.
No,
out
I still think you should. I still think you should use plush hell. I know you don't like to say
at the
that
church
word.
Sale?
Yeah, I think that's funny.
Listen, two weekends in a row of great yard sales here in Florida. This is 2 weeks in a row where I filled my van today. I literally filled it up. I mean, with Beanie Babies, but I filled my van.
Oh man, what a mistake.
I wish I was kidding.
How long have you been a reseller, dude? Seriously, that is second week reselling mistake.
I have listed, okay, so I think I spent 75. I think I spent 75 on Beanie Babies, and I listed, I think, 12 of the 100 I got, and I'm already at $100 in listings.
No, sales. How many have you sold?
I just listed them right
I could list.
Show.
I could list one Princess Diana Beanie Baby and have $12,000 in listings, but it doesn't mean it's going to sell.
These are unique Beanie Babies. Oh,
are they?
Are they PVC pellets? Are they PVC pellet?
They're not actually Thai branded at all.
Oh, so they're not. So you got fake Beanie. You didn't even have the
fake Beanie Babies.
I remember.
What are you doing?
They're knockoff. They're called. Okay, so some of them, which aren't very good, they're kind of crappy, are the...
I'm not... Yes, you don't have to say that, we know.
Okay, they're baseball, okay? And they're...
Mark McGuire, like, Sammy Sosa.
Yes, yeah. Those ones aren't very good. But I do like the brand name on them, right?
Yeah, okay.
The brand name on them is like... it's some like Babe Ruth thing. You'd know it. You like sports games.
Babe Ruth, Bambinos? What?
Bambino.
Oh, Bambinos.
Yeah, yes, Bambinos is the name. Yes, that's right. Those ones weren't that good, but the good ones seem to be, and I'm not done. I've only listed a few of these ones, are these coin ones, National Coin Beanie Babies. Okay, awesome. And each one has like a quarter from a state.
Those aren't that good either.
Like, I know. What are you talking
to 10
about?
$10.
The good thing
when
is, guys,
50 cents.
The good thing is, you made a quarter back on each one of those, so your loss is going to be less.
$12, right? I'm telling you, when all is said and done, Carrie, I'll make a few $100.
You will not make a few $100. There is no way. I will delete Commonwealth Pickers page if you do that.
So, Carrie, I got
a couple $100.
You will not. No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Never will happen.
I will show you the
Listen,
record.
Carrie,
check
what's
it
your,
in June.
What's your
never going to happen.
The NC Picker Army right now is logging on and buying these beanie babies.
If there that's, ever that's was right. a, if there, there should right. be a picking video game, like a VR video game where you go picking, that's like an automatic death right there. You pick up the beanie baby and you go to check out, you're dead. It's over. You did
babies all the time.
Maybe you should go
beanie
back.
Beanie buddies, beanie babies, yeah. beanie boos.
Maybe you should go back boos, to Minecraft yeah, content. That might really be more good. Suited.
Yeah. Dude, that's I good. Go back to I sure. filled my van up today, Carrie. With
okay, but no,
Black
Kevin.
Diamond
before you,
VHS.
Well, no. Before
that's
the one.
That's
this
better,
is coming
though.
From a guy who is constantly selling baseball cards for 99 cents.
Selling.
I will sell these beanie babies.
The beanie babies will sell.
They'll sell for $5 to $10, $12 a piece. You know, in that
first
range.
Off, I'm a
and
vintage,
you're selling $1 cards and making
I'm a
fun
vintage
of me.
Clothing seller
like,
now. Thank you very
dude,
much.
I think Instant Death would also be cards from the early 90s, and you buy
Look
them all
this.
The time.
Look at this. I just sold this 1990s Wrangler shirt. It's from the 90s. It's awesome, and I sold it for $28. Got it, I think, at the bins. I don't know where I got it, but.
So
I'm
your
rich.
Brag is $28, right?
That's good sure. for me, so, though. That's 28 cards. That's so 28 I've normal finally, sales.
Or like speaking, four Beanie Babies.
Speaking of 127.
If they sold.
I got into that vintage sale, and so we're starting to list. If I had to list anything, somebody asked me this. If you had to list, you know, three things, what would it be? They're like ashtrays and Tupperware. No. What I like to list is vintage T-shirts, vintage hats. And I don't know.
I have a
else,
bunch of Grateful
like
Dead T-shirts I can sell you at my cost.
I want them. I'll take them.
Oh, my goodness. Listen. I'm starting to list. Wait a minute. I got two right here since you
By
mentioned
By the way,
that shirt.
I hate listing them, but go on.
Panama Jack. You know Panama Jack?
Yeah, that's my dad.
You seen that stuff? I got a I got a single stitch Panama Jack. Listed it for 25 plus shipping. It was gone in like 10 minutes.
25.
Loved it.
The Humble Brags guys are really not high
no,
reaching
I'm
today.
Just saying
25,
I like
28.
I don't
did
know,
anyone
I
sell anything for more than $20?
I could look. I'm sure they're there.
Listen, okay, so if you think Carrie's being obnoxious, if you're a plush lover like me, check out my eBay store. I've got a bunch of $4 to $7 Beanie Babies listed.
And when you buy them, leave a comment
saying, screw you, Carrie.
No, you're trying to play the whole Kevin angle. You're trying to do the Kevin thing where you guilt your people, your followers, into buying your stuff. That's not fair.
You're
the
one convincing
address.
Them right now.
Change the address of the recipient to Carrie's address in Vegas. And just buy them and send them to Carrie.
Listen, I think everyone, I think every reseller between us three and listening has their little guilty pleasure buy.
Oh,
like
yeah.
your cards, like my Tupperware. Plush and my beanie
I do make
like
money
Kevin's
on cards.
Tupperware.
Sometimes.
And like Kevin's Tupperware that you buy just because you love it. Like you love it and you're like, sure. I know I can make some money on this and I'm going to have fun listing it and
so
I'm going
to
do
blue
it.
Tupperware
I just went to the card show. I had the time of my life.
Exactly. And you'll sell some and you'll get your money back, guaranteed. You'll probably keep some and then you'll make a little profit. And that's me with plush. I love plush.
Except the only difference is you will sell zero of what you bought.
Oh, that's... I sell Beanie Babies a lot,
First
Carrie.
Off, are you... Since we need to talk about your channel, me and Kevin revolutionized your eBay this week.
You did.
We did.
Me and Kevin changed your life. And I wrote that as a comment that we, you're welcome. We changed your life.
I didn't read your comment, if that helps.
That's her.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, wait. Okay. Speaking of, I got to bring up something kind of funny here. And I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't want you to forget. So go ahead.
But that's a good idea because I've already missed like five things I wanted to say. Y'all went right past.
You have the soapbox, sir.
You're fighting, which is true.
Yo, get your American Arbitrage hat.
I think I'm sold out.
AmericanArbitrage.com.
there was disturbance in the forest in the bromance this week. Yeah, I was getting a little bit. I was a little scared.
I was just yelling at Carrie for being lazy.
Did you see that? Did you see the Let's Do Lunch podcast? Looks like it's dissolved. It's over.
What? Yeah.
Did you see Sonny took over for Rachel?
Yeah.
Forever?
Yeah. It's over. Yeah. It was their podcast with, I think, like an hour and a half of just trash talk. It was terrible.
Is Rachel coming back?
I don't know. I'm assuming not.
Hiatus or sabbatical or something, but we all know what that
means. Really? Right?
Paid leave? I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's the lawsuit's coming.
Okay, makes sense.
And Sonny has taken over. I think that's what's going on now.
I did listen to their podcast, and they didn't mention that, but that's the vibe I got.
Okay, so here's what happened. Here's how you changed my life a little by accident. I decided to try your guys' method of having someone take pictures for me on eBay. And holy crap, I can list fast when I have pictures already. Like, I listed 37 items the hour before we started this. And
wow,
I listed on Friday, I think I listed 20. And then on Thursday, I listed 40. You know, it's just like, Tina takes these pictures. She hands me a memory card. And then, like, I'm sitting in boring meetings. I'm sitting and watching TV. And I'm just like, like, I've probably listed 150
items.
And so...
Let me get this
week.
Right, because Carrie knew this, and I didn't. So as soon as you do this great revelation, you call Carrie and tell him how
I didn't
awesome
call him. He
is.
Watches my videos.
It was on
that.
His video. I immediately showed Don
that
thumbnail,
would
and I knew what it was
watching
about.
Watching so many videos and get some work done, we could get some.
I have posted a lot this week, guys.
You
I really have.
Be funny
videos,
in this
yeah.
podcast this week, because, I mean, yeah. I'm doing all the
here's
money
the thing.
Work here.
I will let's divulge what our beef was this week, Dave, because it'll be fun. Here's the thing about my personality. I'll just be honest. I'm not a party planner. I suck at it. I've never been good at it. And Dave is like an aggressive party planner. Like, he's seven steps ahead, you know, always. And I'm the exact opposite.
You can't
opposite.
Do something for Dave because he's already done it or tried to do it before you try to do it. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah, especially with a month to do it. I mean, I don't know. No, so I was giving Carrie a hard time because
I deserved it.
Plan this party from 2,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Well, and this is not like your guys'.
But
fault.
I am 20 miles away.
You
I'm also far away.
20 miles
yeah.
is far.
Have we announced this yet? And
we
I'm
haven't even
busy
talked about it.
Trying
it's not
to
even
raise
planned.
The money
so
to have
up.
This party.
Yeah.
Which I did, by the way. By the way, my Michelle Jean not just sponsoring this,
you
but
didn't
they're
raise
also
all the money, but you know,
sponsoring.
You said you want to convince the viewers to pay for the rest of it, but I get it.
Well, okay. So
you said we got $301 to top FlipCon.
We have to be more expensive to flip than FlipCon for status, you said.
Yeah.
So $395 a ticket.
Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous.
You forced me to get a haircut. You were so upset about it.
I'm trying to offset the costs with this show is the best show we've ever had. What are you talking about? Except for the people say the Ryan Root show is the best. That kind of hurts my feelings.
It was.
So
you brought the guns. You could
edit
that.
My Resale Genie sponsoring that event and another event. We're going to have a Rebel. We're going to set up outside of FlipCon and be like the Rebel FlipCon.
Ooh, I like that.
We'll be like, you know, a little picket
Flip
signs
non.
This way. Mm. The, you know, non-FlipCon this way.
Yeah.
Trash to cash, and then we're gonna, you know, my resale jeans.
No. we should be live and then have FlipCon going on behind us and kind of like an old episode of Beavis and Butthead. You'll remember this, Kevin. We'll just make fun of it throughout the whole show. Kind of like a mystery theater.
That's right.
3000.
I like that. And they're also young in there. They don't know that stuff.
Yeah, they don't know Beavis and Butthead.
Caleb,
they're too
I wasn't
too
allowed
much,
to watch that.
They're too worried about One Direction.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons for a while, but my dad liked it, so I watched it. And my dad really liked the Married with Children, so my mom told me not to watch it. And I'm like, well, he's watching it, and I'm watching it.
Okay, so just to give you some clarity, we want to host an event in Vegas in April, and we had this thing kind of planned out, right? I had figured out a place to do it. Kevin had started to figure out food, and we were getting ready to do this, and we reached out, we tried to book the place, and they declined us. And said,
well,
nah,
it's a, let's
we're
be
at the
honest.
Grammys, so you can't have this
We're
spot.
Not going to tell you what this place is usually booked for. We're not going to say that, but they have a room that's completely purple, and they give you equipment to film if you need it.
Well, and this is, oh, so I was really frustrated yesterday, and I told Carrie this, but I didn't tell you, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I'm searching. I spent like an hour during downtime at work.
I told you. Meetings,
and then another hour after I did some cooking videos trying to find a place because this place had fallen through. And like 80% of the places I found to host a party in Vegas literally advertised that they were for, how do I say this in an appropriate, plug your children's ears.
Smorn.
Yes. There was like poles in the buildings. Yeah. There's like, it's literally all for that. Yeah. Like, we don't want to have an adult party. We want to just have a party. I'd rather go to Dave and Buster's at this point.
It is Vegas, so Dave and Buster's is different.
I'm
Vegas.
Telling you, I got very this cartel yesterday. They got down there, that they ought to be like, here's the venue.
Yeah.
They should plan it for us.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Well, Sonny Mikey, are you listening?
Open up the thrift store, push everything back, get the dance floor right there.
We found that speakeasy. That'd be cool if that could happen.
That was cool, yeah.
Or like a big restaurant we could rent. I don't know. We'll figure it out, guys. Yep. We're sorry we're so late. We really wanted to have something announced.
But do you want
to
tell the date at least? So maybe.
Well, let's say that. We're going to. Our plan is to do something, whether or not it's sitting outside in front of MGM because we can't get, you know, something planned. It's going to be Friday or Saturday, April 22nd.
And probably
April 21st. So here's the thought.
Yeah.
We're going to do, and don't buy plane tickets now because we're going to have a limited number of seats. I guess you could buy the plane tickets just to hang out when we're not doing the official event. But the thought is on Friday, we'll go to the bins all together.
And there's going to be nothing
value. They are going to love me if I bring a ton of people to the bins. Yeah, I'm probably never going to be invited back.
Carrie. It's going to be great. Okay, so we're going to go to the bins. We're going to spend a couple hours there watching Carrie. I'm going to have an anxiety attack because I hate the freaking bins with all my heart. And you can watch me freak out at the bins. And then you can go stand outside and you can do your vaping or whatever while Carrie finishes shopping. Right?
Exactly.
That's what I imagine is going to happen.
Vaping in Vegas.
And then we're thinking Friday night we meet up like maybe Fremont Street or something like that. Walk the strip. Just like a casual hangout for anyone who wants to.
Oh, we'll probably have to quit the diet for one day because if you don't get cake from a vending machine when you're walking by the Paris, you're messed
up. And then Saturday night's when the official, like, dinner type event where there's going to be food will be, and it will
there
probably
gonna be...
There's
going to be nothing of value, though. We're not offering anything of
speakers,
value.
No speakers.
No education.
This no is education.
We don't necessarily recommend flying out there, but if you're close, you know, come on.
Yeah. And you know what I saw? I looked up my demo for Vegas. You know, you can do that.
Yeah.
In the Picker channel, I have 1,106 viewers who live in Vegas, or subscribers who live in Vegas.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, that's the idea. And Saturday night, we'll do like, you know, some 4 p.m. dinner catered event somewhere, maybe at a restaurant, something like that. I will say this. Some of the people in the Discord have already bought tickets because they do know since they're on the Patreon, they get early access to the tickets, to the event. But they're all staying at the MGM. Which is where I'm staying, and, you know, so that's just...
I think I'm going to do the same.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. There'll be other
Probably just sleep on a couch in the lobby at the end.
Well, you're at the Circus. We already booked your room.
I mean, because I'm pretty sure Don won't let me sleep here anymore.
Well, yeah, I heard about the domestic dispute and all that. Dude, the dumbest thing, I was talking to Tina about the Vegas thing, and I said, man, we can't get this plan. She's like, why didn't you just recruit Dawn in the beginning? She would have done the whole thing already. I'm like, that's a really freaking good point. Dawn would have done the whole thing.
Think of everything. Think of the opposite of me. That is Dawn.
That is Dawn, right? She would have had a whole event booked for us by now. We should have thought of that.
The Moose Lodge, y'all. The Moose Lodge.
Yeah, seriously.
We gotta have one.
The Shriners or the Masonic Temple, whatever Kevin can get us.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I got some messages on Instagram about a sale near my house. A Facebook posting about the sale with this collector who's selling his collection. It's tons of Funko Pops and comic books. And, Carrie, I sent you a link to the sale, right?
Yes, it looked pretty
and
good,
it's like
but probably
all graded
expensive.
And all this other stuff. And, like, in the posts that people were sending me, they were saying, oh, you know, I heard about it through this Facebook group. And he said, you know, resellers welcome, and there's going to be great profit to be made, and he's willing to sell in bulk and all this stuff. And so I reached out to our viewer, Caped Geek Marcel, and I said, because he's a comic book collector, right? And I said, hey, can you take a look at this and let me know kind of what you think? And he writes me back and he says, okay, well, he gave me a bunch of great feedback about comic books. Actually, if you want, I could even educate our viewers a little bit. That would be as cool. Providing.
It's all right. No worries. This isn't an personally. Educational
like, show. If I was to read this message, we could charge $5 for an episode like Chris, right? Like the,
Daily Refinement.
Daily Refinement.
Which
guy.
You can now listen to his podcast.
By the
You're
way,
welcome.
That came directly out of our Patreon money.
What?
It actually
did it? I thought I charged.
Patreon money.
I'll pay
so
you
Kevin,
the money.
We're
I didn't
all
know
subscribers,
that.
And you Patreons are subscribers to Christopher's show. We'll give you the login.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh man, that's embarrassing.
Okay. So, anyways, I said, you know, there's graded ones. What do you think? He said, and I think this is a learning moment for anyone with that without ADD. You'll be able to focus on this. Graded comics can be tough. Grading a comic costs between $25 and $100. The value is really dictated by the comic itself, not the grading. If it's a 9.8, it's worth buying regardless if you get it for $10. On eBay, you're going to make at least $25 on 9.8s. Anything below a 9 drops off really fast in value unless it's 1965 or older, meaning 20-cent cover price or less. Never buy graded comics from PGX. It's the pariah of comic grading. CGC and CBCS are equally valuable. What's hot speculation is not dictated by storylines. It's number one, a comic of Marvel that has a movie. Number two, a comic of DC that has a movie or TV show. Number three, a comic of Marvel that has a TV show. Four, major characters in comics older than 1970, 25 cents. Marvel or Gold Key major events. DC or Gold Key major events. Number seven is Spawn numbers below 100. So any Spawn comics below 100 are worth grabbing. And he said, everything else is crap unless it has a childhood following and a low number. Example, G.I. Joe number one.
You want to you don't want to buy like Image or I think Variant. There's a lot of 90s ones that are garbage, but some of the obscure 80s stuff I've done really well, like Care Bears issue number one, Thundercats. Those are ones you can find
I
cheap
sold
at garage sales.
G.I. Joe, and it started high, like at 16 or something. But I had number 100 as well, and that one sold. That one's worth pretty decent money.
G.I. Joe
put them all together.
The first appearance of Snake Eyes, issue number one. It's
what did he call
nuanced.
Those? Gold Star moments? Gold
but,
Key moments?
So yeah, I talked to, you know,
they're called
picking
Key
and,
moments, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Picking and punching, right, Dave?
Yeah.
VHS okay, so picker. He sent me, yeah, and I sent in some VHS to get graded more for my own purposes and for video purposes because they weren't all necessarily worth getting graded. But he has hooked me up with a certain website that shows you what's coming up. It tells you what those Marvel movies are coming up in 2 years or 3 years or, you know, 6 months. And so you can kind of speculate. And I remember Deathpile Picker talking about this too. You know, if you can see what movies coming in the future and you can buy up now, even, on online arbitrage, you can make some money.
Let me. This is an app.
I'm speculating about what's coming soon.
This is the app, you guys. If you want to get into this, because I have this app because I was getting into it for a little while, you actually have to pay a little bit.
He's holding up something, and it says Key Collector Comics app.
This is great. It will not only – it'll tell you – so you look up G.I. Joe, it will tell you which ones to look for. Issue number 67 because it's the first one Hawkeye or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
That's Marvel. Smash. You know what I mean. No, but that will tell you the key Cheers. Issues upcoming, exactly what Kevin was saying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, and that's what he said. He said, like, so this guy had Gambit number one graded, right? And he said there's a Gambit movie coming out in the next couple of years. You could grab and hold that one as an example.
One of my good sales, one of my big sales that surprised me was I used to buy CB radios all the time. And I'd pick them up and take them home. And they're like, you know, I'd sell for like $30-$40. And then all of a sudden I looked this one up and it's selling for like $280. I'm like, what in the world? It was the same CB they used in the Dukes of Hazzard, the same exact time the Dukes of Hazzard movie
so
came out.
So how were you making money? Because you were going to Sears. This was the late 70s, I assume. You were buying brand new. Or were you going to Radio Shack? How
First
were you
of all,
making
the 70s
money?
Were amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Those were his
him.
Golden years. That was when he was in his 30s.
Before
we leave this comic, or before we leave the comic thing, I wanted to say one thing.
Remember,
he,
I come back
he
to the
found
70s.
One of the comics that were there, the Fantastic Four 194 with a 9.8 grading. And he like researched it for me. And thank you, Marcel. I appreciate it. He said, hey, this is worth 80. Use that as your guiding star find that one, ask him the price on it, and if it's close to 80, you're probably not getting deals there, just leave, right? And so that's what I did. I go there this morning, mm-hmm. I go straight to that comic, I grab it. How much? $75. Mm-hmm. And that's a great deal. It's, you know, 20% below market value at least. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
And that's what's going to happen. That happens a lot with cards too, because you'll get people who not only have grown attached to them, but they've also grown attached to older pricing. Yeah. Like price fluctuates. Yeah, the market around, fluctuates. Yep. But they find a price that they remember or that they like that's advantageous.
Yeah.
And then they think they're giving you a deal, but that's not current market. So.
Yeah. All right, 70s, Kevin.
So I'm 70s. On, you know that Pittsburgh Picker and Daily Cabbage came down, yes. and we did a show, and it was similar to what you just read, like
you
what to look for in comics.
You have a cabbage smell about you, by the way.
Yes, I have noticed
there's
that.
So... they went back. I gave them a few things. I knew
someone photoshopped Kevin as a cabbage. Okay,
please.
Go on.
That's right.
Please.
Did they? Oh, no, wait, no. I don't want to be a cabbage. All right.
The Commonwealth cabbage.
He's in the Commonwealth cabbage. That's why he smells so good. Yes. Like
make his cabin a cabbage.
Anyway, they do their live show, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go say hey to these folks in the live show, and they're doing giveaways, and they're like doing these numbers, and I'm like, all right, let's do a little trivia. You know, what's my least favorite cat? And then whoever gets it wins, right? Nobody got it.
Yeah.
What's, you know, I give all these things. Nobody knew anything. I'm like,
no
oh,
name
this makes
is
me
least
feel
favorite.
Really.
Yeah,
it
no
is.
Name, right?
No, no name
that.
Is not my least favorite. He's
I
my
thought
favorite.
You, oh, he's your favorite.
Boots is my least favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
Boots.
Impressed I knew the name of one of your cats? But,
yeah, I am. Yeah. And so what they,
Boots is a scam.
Pepper Boots, Dobby, he never appears. And then,
Dobby
and,
does
and
appear,
Boots.
Though, when you need him, Kevin. That's all backwards.
There you go.
Yeah,
anyway. Sad. Finally, the one that they got was what was my wife's first name? So they finally got that one. And how old
Blue.
Was I?
It's Blue.
How old was I?
Her name is Blue.
It's Blue.
Middle name
Ridge.
Is Ridge,
Mama.
And last name,
last
is,
name
Mama.
Is Mama. Mama.
But there were guesses in there for the 30s, for in my 30s. They're, all the guesses, 34, 35. See?
They
there
thought you were 35.
Yeah.
Wow. You have some
didn't
very...
know the audience was so drunk.
Yeah.
I know.
Beer goggles, we call it's... that.
maybe his audience just couldn't see the keyboard and they were just typing what was there.
Is this the 75?
Surrey, how old is Commonwealth Picker?
Here's a funny one. I asked him, one of them was, what's my favorite TV show? And everybody's like, Bonanza. And I'm like, no, it's not Bonanza. Although they saw my post that I sold something on Bonanza again today, and they went to sign up for Bonanza and literally sold something today.
I already know your favorite
Bonanza is never gonna pick up.
Yeah, your favorite TV show is the Saved by the Bell ripoff, California Dreams.
Is that
let me tell you, that's
a great show.
But no, it's not.
Rocket
it's the
Power,
Rockford.
Though.
It's the Rockford Files. My favorite.
No, never
TV
seen
show.
It. Never heard of it.
Gosh, man.
But Rocket Power was good. That was good. Rugrats all growed up. Pretty solid.
Oh yeah, I like. Church. I mean, if we're talking just random things, I like the movie Brink. It made me want to rollerblade.
I did like Brink. No, okay. So Carrie was saying that, you know, people get emotionally attached to their comics and they have this value in their head and blah blah blah, right? Well, I went to a sale today, another sale, and she had these Winnie the Poohs all set up really nicely with their tags, and they were. I would love to buy them. Right? She probably had 25 of them, but. Two or three of them I have sold within the last 3 months for $8 to $10 bucks, right? Like, I know they're not worth much. And I see a sign that says $15, Winnie the Pooh. And I was like, is it 15 for all the poos? Poos.
Yeah.
And she said, no, 15 each. And I said, oh. And she's like, and I'm not negotiable. I'd really rather keep them.
No,
to be honest,
I already.
She's like, to be honest, I don't even want to sell them at all anyways. So I'm
just
like, not
display them.
I'm like, well, then why are they out?
Here's your video. This yard sale stinks.
Like poo,
and then poo everywhere is your thumbnail.
little
turds everywhere.
There was poo everywhere, yeah. And she just okay. So
did
you, know,
you see my thumbnail? I got a great thumbnail on my last video.
No, that doesn't.
The
right.
ex-husband garage sale.
I like the one where you just have
one,
I like the ones where you have a generic blue background and you look both angry and constipated in the picture.
That's like all of them.
I tell you, I am angry at something, but I'll let you.
Okay, well, no, why are you angry?
This
is going to be our thumbnail.
Common Rage Picker. Let's
why
go.
Why are you angry
and
at
eBay? I've been making this a point, and I keep forgetting to say it in the video, and then a viewer sent me a question, and I'm like, why isn't this a bigger deal? I do everything on my phone, and this new update that they have, you cannot reply with offer on my phone anymore. I don't know if y'all do that. Do you know the reply with offer? You can do it on the computer.
Phone, yeah.
You can't do it. I can't do it on my phone anymore. I wonder if there's anybody else.
Is this a Bonanza thing, or what is this on?
No, it's
comment
on
down below. Comment down below if you also don't know how to use technology. So, moving on.
It's not about not being able to use it.
Just dismiss.
Comes from the guy. Hey, speaking of our debate, there was quite a bit of people in the comments. A lot of people said, yes, they do promote. But there were a ton of people who are like, I've been a top-rated seller for 20 years, and I sell $10,000 a month or whatever, and they don't use promote.
I feel this.
Wow.
If you have never tried promoting, how could you really even have an opinion on it? I'm not saying they haven't tried it. They probably have. But I would say
I never sell anything I promote, ever. I only sell crap I don't promote.
Well, it's because your followers, as you call them, they're buying all your stuff.
The viewers. Oh, my God.
I just got a really exciting email. I wish these emails were real. They're not real. From advertising ads account.
Ooh.
This is that's the name of the person emailing me. Hello, we would like to pay you for placing our contents on your page. Ooh. We pay you per week 7,000. Our brands Nestle, Nike, Puma, and Nissan.
Yeah,
let me know if you're interested.
I would love your $7,000. That's about your Facebook.
Probably about Facebook.
It's Facebook because I got that one forever, but I never got it for you.
I would love
place an ad on your Facebook.
I would love to just see you randomly go outside and start talking about Nissans just in the middle of your video.
You can post anything on your page itself,
like a single post, or
like a single post.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, $7,000. But they want you to back out.
No, because they're
not
all
really.
They're going to want to know your login so that they can steal your account.
They're going to send a balloon message to those folks over there.
They shot that down.
So listen, speaking of, my reseller Genie has a U.S.-based customer support service, so you can call them up and you're talking to somebody in the States, y'all.
Okay.
That's a big deal to me.
That is a big deal.
Auto track all your expenses with the premium and ultimate plans by using our bank integration. It's our bank. We're all a part of this.
I got one more that's even better. All right, here's the deal. You know how they develop their products?
My reseller Genie. They have nothing to do with Aladdin. That is a different Genie that doesn't resell and can't be trusted. I've seen the movies.
On Instagram, I use either, Genie in a Bottle. Who's that? What's that girl's name?
Christina Aguilera.
Or I do the Aladdin, and you never had a friend like me. Because, if my reseller Genie, you never
I
had a friend
picked
like
the,
me.
I would have picked a different song.
That's good. But listen, you know how they decide how to advance their product, develop their product further? They listen to the people and they read the comments, because they are based on, they're trying to do this for resellers. So when resellers say, hey, you need to do this, they develop that part of the product. So there you go.
Yeah, they're super responsive. I've always been able to hear from them.
In other words, it's going to get better and better and better, because they're going to constantly listen to reseller feedback. So there you go. Use my link now. Dave called me a shill.
Use
so
my link.
It.
I desperately need you guys.
Carrie desperately. He does. He's trying to figure out how he's going to get to
I'm
the
not
trash to cat. What are we
exactly.
calling this thing? What are we calling this thing?
It's in Vegas, but it still takes gas to get
I wanted
there.
To call it the trash to cash taco bash, but I don't even
know
tacos. If we're doing tacos
If you
anymore.
Live in Vegas. He told me he'd get to me by this weekend. It's this weekend, okay. Art. Come on.
Everyone let you down, Kevin. Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
Can we say the people who don't let us down? There's a few that do let
us
down, and then there's a few that don't.
There's
the
some that
don't let us down.
Biscuit
Sales
Butt.
By
he
Tony.
Sent me a message.
Sales by
Biscuit
Tony.
Butt, ABC Matt, and new entrant into our favorite patrons category, Dez Hardy.
Dez.
Thank you, Dez. Yes. And Dez is an amazing supporter.
Today Jelly Hands? Because I am not prepared.
Today is Jelly Hands.
I don't even have
Parker
anything.
County Picker. Ray's Tech Resell and
go
Tanya
look in my
Arnold.
Fridge.
I've been texting Dawn. She hasn't responded. Is she not home?
So
she should be there.
Watching your own content? You both are vain.
Well, that's how I know how good it is.
But yeah, Dez, thank you for joining the crew.
He notices a one tiny letter.
I did.
We're vain.
And we had a bunch of people quit our top tier, and we'll never say their names again.
Yes. We loved you.
We still love you enough to put your name at the end of the show, but we ain't saying it out loud.
Know this, and this, I mean this sincerely, and I learned this from Kevin. Our love is conditional. Okay, it's conditional on if you pay us.
I'm the only one who answers comments. You know how long I spent today answering Instagram comments? And one of them was ridiculous. I still answered it. Emma let you down. Emma, Emmy and Allie's mom won. Dave and Corey are literally disappearing before our eyes.
Corey.
Good job, guys. That's what it says.
He's turning into a whole other person. Well, yeah, we are still trying to lose him.
That's the number one comment on last week's
episode. I actually have finally started getting those sort of sentiments from people.
Me too.
People
I have
are
as
now
well.
Finally saying, hey, it looks like you've lost weight. So that's kind of cool. That's always a good feeling.
I mean, aren't we both down like over 20 pounds?
20 pounds, yeah.
Between the two of us, and Kevin's gained four.
No. I mean, I was at 208 when I started, and I'm like 185 now.
Yeah, you're going to catch up to me.
I've been cruising. Although, I started before our challenge started. That's what's confusing you. When our challenge started, I'd already lost some weight.
Yeah. Disclaimer. This is Allie Suter. I'm a Trash to Cash fan and love, capitals, your videos, and want to hang out with each of you.
Okay, yes. Let's do it.
With that said, ladies and gents, read all about it. Trash to Cash finally discusses truly valid reselling topics without quickly changing to how it affects video views and offers priceless tips.
That's fair.
It took 68 episodes to get there, but they did it. Love you all very much.
Yeah, and we can do some video. If you use that as a title, we get some good video views, I think.
I feel like we're evolving, guys. We're evolving. We're ever growing, ever changing life.
Ever shrinking.
Ever shrinking, yes.
Yes, it's shrinkage. Okay. Have you heard of shrinkage?
Yeah, Kevin has.
Costanza. Okay, listen, we had a question over on the Patreon from Alicia. She does not like it if you call her Alicia. Alicia, the
I did that, and Dave corrected me.
What are each of you on the podcast most excited for in regards to the Vegas trip? Kevin, go ahead.
Meeting people. I'll tell you what, my favorite thing. Yeah.
That's the Sunday school answer. Kevin, what about you? Or Carrie, what
about
you?
Listen,
my favorite part.
Hush. So, picking and punching. I could tell you all the people. All these people that I've met on these trips, resell, and I've actually made a couple of big sales because of resell, which I'm not going to talk about why, because it's like a scalper kind of thing. I'm like, people get pissed off. So, but it was tickets. So,
okay.
Anyway,
well,
but
someone,
that's, I love that. You make long-term relationships.
This is actually my opportunity to remind you all. I'm going to look into the camera and say this. I am face blind. I promise I forgot your name.
I'm name blind.
I still love you.
I'm not face blind.
I look at someone's face and I like don't remember their name. But yeah, I guess I'm name blind.
If I
cannot remember names at all.
If I can go like 40%, I would be proud of myself.
I'm about 10%.
I talked for 21 years, and if you weren't a jerk or like brilliant, I didn't know your name till Christmas break.
Wow. Well, and my wife is the opposite. Like, she goes to the gymnastics meets, Kev, and she's like,
Terry is too. Carrie
she knows every
good.
Single kid's name on the whole team, and I'm like, I don't know a single kid's name. Like,
even yours.
Yeah, I don't even know my kid's name. But anyways, so
I'm just
so Kevin's excited about meeting the people. What are you excited about?
But Carrie? I won't forget any bolos that I've bought before.
Yeah, there you go. You know?
See, you guys got to remember, I spent 2 years on a Mormon mission, and I was out there shaking hands and kissing babies. It's in my blood. I love the social stuff, love meeting everybody. I'm definitely looking forward to this. But here's a little inside baseball that I guarantee you will work 100% of the time. When you meet Kevin for the first time, he will have a fanny pack on. Ask him for this.
And he'll have a fanny.
Yeah, he will. Ask him for the $20. He will hand every single one of you guys a crisp, like a grandmother or a grandfather. He will give you a crisp $20 bill from his fanny pack. It's going to happen.
I would say I'm most excited about the craps. Playing craps with Carrie and lose money. I'm pretty excited about that.
I actually am excited about that.
We're gonna all be at the MGM, so we can go and watch Carrie lose together, guys.
We should go gamble at Circus Circus, though, at that one machine. You make money there.
Yeah.
So you don't gotta get people. But I am a long time. I haven't played in a long time, but when I was young, I played craps. I loved playing craps. One of my favorite games to play. Yeah. But
I loved it. I never played
the ivory.
I played the pass line.
His elephant tusk.
Yeah, the pass line's
what
great.
What do you play? Yep. What do you play?
I play the pass line, and then if it's going well, I pay some numbers.
Hard ways, and that's about
it. I do like the hard ways, yes.
That's
like
about it. Ways, yeah. That's what
six I and just, nine. I'll bet on six.
The
and
key
nine.
For me is like I just try to press the hippo enough that I can get more balls than everybody else. Again.
You don't okay. play the don't pass. I see Carrie playing the don't pass.
Don't pass people are jerks and they're not my friends. Don't that's right. Play even don't though pass
it's
with
probably
me.
One
be
of
friends.
The best
it
bets
is a better bet,
in the
but
entire.
It's
see, I'm set up for a lifelong addiction to craps because of Dave. Because me and Dave went and I immediately made like $50.
Yeah.
And of course, by the end of that night, we had lost all of the earnings plus all the rest of the money that we had.
I get this question a lot. This is another one of the Patreon questions, and it's from, I can't say his name because I just told him I'd never say it. Oh, whatever. Side Hustle Preacher said that, how do Carrie and Kevin keep track of the weight of items if you're just being provided pictures? And I've dealt with this
week. This is so easy. Take a picture
of the item on the scale.
On the scale, and
not
on top
what
of
what I do.
Also, if you've done this long enough, you pretty
this
much know. You pretty
this
much know what a you yes. know what a shirt weighs. You yep. know what a card weighs.
Right.
You know yep. what a dumbbell weighs.
But
I know what a DVD weighs.
I
know what a Beanie Baby weighs.
Okay. And so people who are doing it. But what I tell the folks who you know whoever's doing it is you don't know who's going to list it for one. So yeah, you don't need to take a picture. It. But you know what? Some plush. If you don't have, first of all, every time you take a picture, even if it's not going to be in the listing, like I'll have a notepad next to it and they can write down stuff on the notepad, take a picture of what's on that note. Mm-hmm. You're not going to use it in a listing, but as you're doing the listing, you have the info right there on the notepad.
Yep.
Whether it's measurements or
will
what
it
I
be
have
a picture
do,
of the notepad next to the item.
Yes.
So you know which. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you.
And then so you it. Take it. And if it's a bigger item. You know, you need to have you take your whatever pictures you're going to take. And then afterwards, but I like to put this on the listing is put the yardstick right next to it. Take a picture. You know, if it's a plush, take a picture of how high it is. Cause I need to know how tall it is. And if it's a plush that's borderline, you know, like a 13, 14 ounce plush, 15 ounce plush, I need to know it's 13 ounce and it can go in a poly bag versus it's wow. Somebody just pledged a lot of money on Patreon, y'all.
People have been buying year-long memberships.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm like that. I always buy a year-long membership to stuff. It's just easier.
Thank you,
it's
by the way.
It's cheaper.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate
Carrie
it.
Carrie does not. You don't go that way. Carrie doesn't.
Are you not a
I
year
don't.
Subscriber?
Oh, no. I'm
he'd
a,
rather pay
I'm a
twice
month,
as much.
Yeah, I'm month to month, and then I forget to – I don't do auto pay, so everything gets canceled every month, and then I have to go back and buy
and you
it.
Can't buy it again because you lost your debit card?
No, true. I lost
you
my
never
debit
wrote
card
down your
again.
Password?
No, that I can't because I'll lose that, and then it'll be out and about. I have lost my debit – this is a good topic. I have lost my debit
I've
card.
I found
so...
his debit card twice, so
yeah. – You did. You did. You know this is true. I have lost it so many times that the bank told me I can't get a new number. I have to get a new bank account. So I'm on my – if you guys find one of my three with the same number, don't use it because I have
Tell
three cards.
Tell that to
cards.
My reseller, Jeannie. Have you put the right bank account in? Yes.
What's going on, Dave? Are you growing?
I'm
what in the world?
I'm
what
standing.
Is happening?
I'm standing. I got a standing desk
to
help with my weight loss.
Weight loss, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're like that's like the first step towards being a villain.
Dude, this is a long show, okay? So the sitting for an hour and a half, it hurts. So it's kinda
like,
nice to be able to
you
stand
get a standing desk and then you stop. You, I don't know. Then you start building a laser or something.
No,
like
dude.
The
what
first...
else I have is a little treadmill back here, and I'm gonna put it under my desk, and I'm gonna walk all day at work. Well, until I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm gonna see how many steps. I'm gonna start bragging about my step count because it's gonna be pretty high if I'm doing this.
I walked all
day
around Charleston today, Rainbow Row, and all that.
How many
stuff,
steps
and I'm
did
like,
you do?
I haven't looked. You just kind of sparked my interest. I got
to
look.
I went
Maybe
to the
I
card
could
show
a snack tonight
just for the exercise only.
The what?
I went to the card show just because I wanted.
You must have gotten a lot of steps in there, too.
Exercise
I got like 6,000.
Because there's no money to be made, for sure.
Okay, so Elliot asked a question, too. Oh, you going to tell your steps?
Well, no.
Let's get to Elliot's question. It's the last
steps.
One on here.
Yeah.
Elliot said, is the live shopping trend here to stay, or is it just a fad? Will one platform emerge
question.
As the category winner, Posh Live, eBay, Whatnot? Will Whatnot be acquired by a bigger brand? Will Kevin integrate a QR code in his tattoo?
I have some strong opinions about
go,
this.
Go, go,
and
tattoo
one thing,
or the QR code?
Both.
eBay has a I don't think eBay will win, number one. Number two, eBay has a huge advantage over Whatnot in this. if they could figure this out, and I'm sure they will, how to take your listings and send them directly to a live auction. That'd say, awesome. Like, I have 2,300 items on that. eBay right now. You could put them on live at the price you want, like at the price you're asking, or you could just send it to auction at 99 cents, $5, whatever you want. If they could figure out that integration, it could be a game changer.
Even better, you know how you have your list on Whatnot of all your items? Yeah. And people can say, hey, Carrie, run the bag, right? Yes. Or run the shoe. They could actually see a list of all your listings, and they can just hit a request button, and it pops up that they want you to run that.
If they do live and they do not integrate that, it is an epic failure.
That is
huge.
If they had complete U.S.-based customer support and they listened to users like you, eBay would do exactly what you're saying.
Do you think, okay, well, let's finish his, I'm going to say this before I forget.
You totally
do you think
that
it's
shit.
A cop-out that it's Whatnot is
deal.
Not sending 1099s?
They're not?
They're not.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're literally
annoying.
Not sending 1099s. They're saying you have to try to get it through PayPal if you use PayPal.
Oh, okay. Well, do they pay? They don't pay through PayPal.
They have been paying through PayPal.
Payments through PayPal? Because when eBay never sent 1099s. They always came through PayPal until eBay started being the collector. Whoever the money's exchanged from is the group who's supposed to send the 1099.
But it's weird because the money...
Which, by the way, is good for my reseller, Genie, because there's some things that they integrate... they integrate PayPal, but some platforms go through PayPal. Doesn't Mercari do... different versions of paying, like I think Stripe and something, I can't remember. I know Bonanza
Stripe
does, not
better,
that you care,
right?
But whoever collects the money is where you get it.
I guess
from.
That's the way it should be. Then I just thought it was weird,
makes sense.
But yeah. I thought Whatnot paid directly to your bank account. Once
I think
you got
they
to a
just,
certain level.
I think they just opened that up. I saw something about that.
So think about it, they're talking 1099s from last year with the old rules, right? And
but
so
PayPal doesn't have
and
one for me because I didn't sell 20,000 worth, which is annoying.
Okay. And according to everybody on the internet,
well,
that means you don't have to pay taxes on
No. So you go to your
That's
month.
A joke.
Yeah,
that's a joke. That's
that
a joke.
You
have
to
report it all, guys.
Reports.
That was a joke.
You go to your monthly reports on PayPal and just that and put that in.
I know. It's
you
just a pain in
Well,
the butt.
You didn't have
that's
to
insane.
Do it. No, you don't. You got Jenna.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. I could just ask her to do it.
She's got access to your PayPal.
Yeah,
isn't that
I'll
where your
that.
Big cartel was set up?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. No, my big cartel's Stripe, but
I
this
paid
is
her
not interesting
to give
content.
Me your password. To,
okay, so who's gonna win? Carrie made a good point. If eBay actually does it well, it could be eBay.
So I think none of them.
But
are
eBay.
Going. Okay, think about it. Look, reselling online auctions and buy it nows. Has anybody won? eBay. All of these platforms are all there. They're all growing. I don't see why. The live version can't do
winner.
The same. Pinterest is doing it, for goodness sake. Pinterest is doing live sales. And I got my 67th subscriber. Thank you, Tanya, I think it was.
You know, I will say this. I will say, normally we do this show on Sundays. And Sundays I don't wake up at 5 a.m. to go yard sailing. Today
too
is Saturday.
Tired.
I'm like yawning nonstop.
Right, well,
it's not just because
you're
boring.
We'll call up Rachel. She doesn't have a gig anymore. She can come and do this show.
Well, okay. So isn't it almost tattoo day?
Yeah.
Oh, it like, is. It's like oh, a few did days I tell from you now. What happened? So I said it in the Flipper video for the first time. I've said it on here many times.
Oh, my
times. The Flipper video is like, I've got it. You know what? I told the whole story. Oh, my gosh. I told you what would happen. I had so many comments. You don't have to do this. Don't do this because somebody else wants to do it. This is permanent. I just can't believe you're doing it. People's minds just blowing on this thing.
Really?
So I've decided I'm not going to do it on this arm anymore because it's going to be so visible to my Flipper audience because I hold the camera here. I'm going to put it on this arm and then they won't ever see it and be good.
Ah. So you're saying like you are letting them decide what you do, but not the other person.
That's a good point.
That always gets me about the comments. It's like, you shouldn't let people tell you what to do. You're literally telling
me what to do.
Okay. That's cool. You know what I found today?
What?
23-year-old Cheerios.
At
a yard
box?
Sale. In the box, brand new.
Oh,
Millennios.
That's
Millennios.
Millennios.
There
oh,
you go.
Yeah.
They had the number 2 and then all the Z. Remember those? I literally had them in 1999.
Is it weird?
My thumbnail has C-3PO's on the box, the cover. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Is what weird, Carrie?
No, is it weird that I'm still worried about Y2K and what might happen?
No, that's fine.
Do you remember where you were Y2K yes. that morning.
I remember exactly. You guys want the story? It's amazing.
My dad fixed Y2K, I wasn't worried about it because he was programming all the computers to fix them for Y2K the whole 2 years before it.
I was 17 years old, guys. Picture this. We brought out the drum set to the middle of the cul-de-sac. We brought out our bass guitar. We brought out a regular guitar, and then we played music at the strike of midnight in front of everybody. And it was such a douchey thing to do. But we were kids, and
I was 16 years old, and we had a party, and one of the girls from the youth group came, Sydney Otwell, wherever you are, Sydney, and we held hands at the stroke of midnight for the first time.
Yeah,
and I don't think we ever talked about it or nothing. Nothing happened beyond that. But I know that a picture this is of good. Us holding hands.
That was peak Puka Shell Dave right there.
It was.
He gave
the
full name. Somebody go find this girl, picture, and somebody needs to make this happen on Facebook. I got to see this Facebook group. Yeah, I got to see. So I had a job. I was old Reed. I was delivering newspapers to those old new, fangled things where you put quarters in and get a newspaper out. I don't know if you remember those.
I come from a long line of paper boys.
A lot of old-timey documentaries.
It was going to be a big money-making day for me because it was like the last episode, I think, of Peanuts. The very last episode. And I knew I was going to make a bunch of money because I made a percentage of every paper that sold. And I'm like, sweet. Charles Schulz died on that day.
Really?
And so that paper sold like crazy. Wow. And I made so much money.
Did your clientele think it was weird that like a 50-year-old man was bringing them newspapers?
They were in boxes. I didn't have a paper route. I had a machine
route. I thought you had a paper route.
Or I'd go into like the sheets or something or the gas station and you buy them in the store.
And this is when you were a teacher? You were doing that on the side?
No. 2000. So I would have been, doing student teaching.
In college, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's where I met my wife.
Oh, your video is literally top 10 most valuable cereal box stories.
Yes.
That's an interesting timing for me to find millennials.
It's a nine, but I think come back in 2 months and it's just going to be evergreen. I think I'm pretty happy with the results. Y'all go watch it. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
And I will say this, that I tried to integrate two things. We did like 10, 8, 7, and then I told some history because people say they like history. And then, shut up, Dave. The next three, and then my wife came in and told a joke, and then I did the top two or whatever. And people loved my wife's 15 seconds. Didn't say nothing about my history thing. But they loved her 15-second joke.
The people are telling you less you, more of your wife.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
What they like about your channel is not you.
It's not.
Okay, I tell people that all the time.
So we talked last week about how it's impossible to find someone to edit your YouTube videos. Well, one of the viewers of Trash to Cash reached out to me. Did he reach out to any of you?
No.
Say it again.
Edit my stuff.
A viewer reached out to me about editing my videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice. Oh yeah.
And he said, "Hey, Dave, I listen to Trash to Cash, and I'm willing to try editing your video for you, your yard sale footage." And I've got an echo. I don't know why it came back, but it's here again. Maybe lean back,
okay,
Carrie.
So apparently, my story is completely wrong. He did not die. He died in February 2000. How did I screw this story up?
Shock me that you lied. History is whatever Kevin makes it.
No, there's something. I'm telling you, the last whatever. All right, go ahead.
Oh, anyway, so someone reached out to me on Instagram and said they want to edit my videos. They want to try it. And so I'm going to try it, Kevin. I sent him some raw footage today.
Okay.
And he said he's going to try to edit some of my NC pictures.
Are they
going
to, did you tell them to take out all the swearing?
I said take out the swearing, the lack of pants.
No pants.
Sale. Yeah.
I like how you edit the fact that you're not chewing tobacco the whole time, but you are.
Yeah. And the yelling at my mom, incessantly screaming at her, exactly. Mom, give me this.
I love when you go. My favorite thing about going with Dave garage selling is when if he doesn't get a price he likes, he just throws the item on the floor. Mm-hmm, doesn't matter if it's glass or breakable. He
Did
doesn't
my
care.
Mom go with you and me and Dawn?
Yeah, when to an estate sale. She's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went out today, and then next week I think I'm going out with Tina and Callie. So that'll be kind of fun.
There we go.
That'll be fun. So, Kevin, are you going to hit any? Did you hit any yard sales in South Carolina?
I'm
it's
not.
Warm enough.
Mm-mm, didn't. didn't.
Kevin's totally gone. Kevin is like researching the history of Charles Schulz over here. Like, we have lost him.
I know something happened. I think. I know. I'm starting to think it was
Kevin. My mom forgets stories and mixes them up all the time too. It's
the funny thing.
I get mad at my dad about, and I'm doing it now.
The funny thing is, Dave doesn't have. I mean, Kevin doesn't have a computer there. He has one of those newsreel things, like from the library, a teletype, and he's like going through newspaper articles.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Charles Schulz. Oh, he's going to be up all night about this. Like, honey, I know. I know Charles Schulz died that day. I know it.
change the reel to reel to a new one.
Boris Yeltsin resigned January 1, 2000.
That's the definitely story why you'd buy to. Charles Schulz. Oh, so they bought it for that news.
The next month. I don't know. Any rate, I screwed the story up, but I'm older than you. That was my point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you were in the newsies. You were one of the kids in the newsies.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Papers here, papers.
That's what my parents.
Shoes with matching laces.
I hate both of you.
That's fair. Oh, I'm gonna go off now.
All I do for you, and this is what I get.
Okay,
terrible.
So listen, this show, it's off the rails. Do we have jelly hands coming? Are you failing us? Like,
I
what's
can
going
just go
on?
Grab something from the refrigerator.
Grab something moist and put it all over your face.
Don't edit that. Leave it.
Yeah, I
well,
leave
let
it.
Me
no,
ask
I
you this while he's doing okay, all that, good, Dave. Yeah. So you like this new picture taking system. I get that. So try to, are you going to implement maybe like the note taking thing or the measuring thing?
We kind of fell into that a little bit with Plush because I needed the measurements. So she kind of just started writing the inches and putting it next to the, this has already kind of happened.
But
on
you can just
organically.
Take two pictures though. One there, one there. And then it's in the picture and then you don't have to put it in the description.
Yeah, like I now, well, I now, yeah, I now have like the picture with the inches written
out. Dawn said I should do mustard.
Okay, let's do that. That'll be fun. should we explain what Jelly Hands is? Basically, it's a tier in our Patreon, and if you subscribe at this level, you get to enjoy Carrie rubbing, smothering stuff all over his face once a month. And this is sponsored by, well, Carrie will tell you who, while he's smothering.
Oh, I gotta shake it, Dawn says.
No, the watery part's the best part.
No.
Low calories, so you can eat some while you're at it.
Mustard
Carrie.
Is very low calorie.
How do you open
if you're
going
to use a condiment, that's the one to use.
Dawn,
a
open
condom,
the mustard.
What?
Dawn's going to open the mustard.
She's smashing it on the table. We can't hear that at all. Oh, here we go. She's putting
good
it in
audio.
His hair? Okay, here we go. What do you scream, Carrie?
All the there's so many.
Sales by Tony. Sales by. Oh, gosh. That's too much mustard. That's too much mustard. I can't touch anything now.
Sales by who?
Tony.
Can you chant it a little? You were getting into a
sales
chant.
Sales by Tony. Sales by Tony.
It's all in his hair.
Yeah. Poor podcast listeners, which is growing in the thousands.
I'm gonna braid my beard like I'm in a late 90s new metal band.
A talkie? You look great, man. You look really great. And
this
so
is terrible.
What does the
this
yellow
is the worst
signify?
One.
What does yellow signify
terrible.
For you?
It I hate this is what it signifies because I can't touch anything now.
We should make him a deal. If he gets this whole thing booked by next week, Dave will do jelly hands.
Yeah, I'll do
I thought you were going to say Kevin was going to do jelly hands. I love how you laugh. I'm a giver.
I'm going to go on.
I feel like I almost, like, the jelly hands in the live where I just poured water all over my head and then ended the live. That was like
Dave,
the introduction.
I don't have to shower after this, do I?
No,
I
you're
just
good.
Use,
Dave, do you post videos on your NC Picker Shorts channel?
Sometimes just shorts.
You need to put them out there. Y'all need to go subscribe to that channel.
You know what though?
You
know what though? Carrie Dawn actually messaged me thanking me for jelly hands. She said it's the one time a month you shower. So she's like, "Thank you so much for jelly hands." Carrie smells like moderately better once a month.
You need to sell that shirt.
Now he looks like freaking Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes. Steal stocks from people, or I forgot what the movie was about.
Something like that.
Did you ever answer, is live reselling going away?
What?
Is it going away? Is it here to stay? Live reselling?
I think it's here to stay.
I think it's here to stay. It's not going to go anywhere. So Home too. Shopping Network has always been a thing. That's live reselling. It's always been here.
Especially from the bins.
It's
like,
just
flip
now
the world,
targeted
Texas.
Towards young people instead of old people.
Carrie, you should go into the bins and then bring it out to your car and sell it right there at your car.
I've thought about that. Yeah, I have. That's actually a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah, you can do that.
Is mustard supposed to burn your eyes?
Yeah, well, if you put it in them.
If you put it in them.
If you put mustard in your eyes, it can burn them.
I didn't know mustard burnt eyes. Now I do.
Now we've... See, these are the informational moments we're providing for you on the Trash Cash podcast.
Your sweat. Are you sweating?
Look like no, you're it's, red. That's mustard. It's, I got the mustard sweats.
I think you look really good right now. Like
I know. I kind of feel like I could do the yellow hair thing.
This like, is a look for you. And you kind of look like Nick Lachey. You know, like, or maybe it's Lance
Hustle
Bass.
At Home Mom. Lance. Hustle at Home Mom is.
Yeah, he looks like Hustle at Home Mom.
Good. I got like the frosted tips. You're right. I do. Yeah. I have the frosted tips. Kevin, did you have frosted tips back in the late 90s?
I didn't have frosted tips. I used to use the, what was that stuff called? Sun In. I used to use Sun
Free more than you would imagine.
I used Sun In. Oh, I forgot Kevin had a ton of nipples. That's the whole thing.
He has a ton of nipples. Yeah, we haven't talked about the amount. I figure since we're bringing my reseller Genie in and a new sponsor, we need to bring back the nipple thing. I think that's part of the charm of the podcast.
But yeah, if you don't like monthly payments, you could do what Casey did and just come in and pay for a whole year of Patreon, guys. Try it out. It's really
try it out. If after a year you don't like it, Kevin will give you your money back.
Kevin personally will pay you $1 million. He has a lot of dolls in his collection. All right. Thank you guys for watching Trash to Cash. I'm ending it early because I'm just out of things to talk about. I'm tired. And Carrie is all sticky. Bye, guys.